Welcome to the Big Daddy Cade Blues Show, Blues You Can Use, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
Smokestack Lightning.
Okay.
Key of E.
Get a little harder.
shines like gold. Train I ride shines just like gold. Don't you see me crying, little girl? Don't you see me crying? Start talking, doing a little interview. How about this sound engineer for today? That guy's
he does a wonderful job.
He does a great job back there. He's always doing a good job.
I know, he's always working hard.
Always a great job, I tell ya.
Oh, I got all this stuff with me that is not 1-4-5.
Well, I can sit on it if you guys want to do one.
This one. Let's see.
E.
The A.
Talk about some of the stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to tell you, all you people out there in the radio land is listening to WBFF 97.7. I'm Big Daddy K right here with my co-host Bootsie and special guest Mr. Ron Gill is in the studio this afternoon doing some original stuff. And we're going to start talking about a few things here in a few minutes, talking about where you can catch him and where you can find his music out there in the radio land, music land, and all of that good stuff. He also has a nickname, but I'm going to let him tell you about that nickname that he told me. I'm in the South, so you have to say it the right way.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I spent a lot of time not in the South, and I had to add the emphasis.
So I'm from up north myself, so yeah. That's all right. But we still do the same thing. We play the music from the heart.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly.
Now, Ron, I was going to say to you... Who inspired you playing music when you were young?
Well, let's see. I must have got started on this whole thing in the, probably mid-60s.
Okay.
So where we live, so we were out west, we were in Colorado, and really all we had was for AM radio.
Okay.
You know? So it was whatever was on AM radio, a little bit of the rockabilly stuff, the Elvis stuff, the British invasion, once that began. And that sort of thing. Not a whole lot of music in the house. I'm the only person in my family, my immediate family, that even plays anything.
Okay.
So, but my mom, she picked up a guitar from using green stamps.
Hey, that was a good thing now.
Yeah. Hey, it was
my
okay.
Mom was on the
man,
green
if I had that guitar now, it'd be worth hundreds of dollars.
That's right. My mom was on the green cards, the little green stamps too, filling those books.
Yeah. So we had that guitar laying around for a few years before my mom had offered, she actually offered my oldest brother guitar lessons, but his grades weren't there.
Okay.
So I got the offer. So I jumped on it. And I can remember when it was. I can date it. Of course, I have to look it up because I don't remember when the first Batman TV show ran.
Okay.
Because that would it would play on a Tuesday or Wednesday or a Tuesday or Thursday or something like that twice a week.
Yeah.
And I would have to miss one because my guitar lesson was in Thursdays. So I'd have to miss one of the two Batman. That's how I can date it from when it was. And, you know, I mean, I took enough to where I learned the cowboy chords, you know, the first position stuff. I learned, you know, how to read music and the staff and you know, note values and that sort of thing. But that's about it. After that, who knows how long those lessons lasted. You know, when you're 10 years old, time takes forever. So I look back on it guessing it was probably a year, maybe a year and a half, you know, enough to learn how to strum and pick and change chords and stuff. But after that, guitar playing always became by ear. You know, I fortunately had a good enough ear to where I could hear something and figure out by listening to it where on the neck it was being played.
Okay.
And then I could kind of figure out. I really didn't know much about like concert tuning and stuff like that. I kind of would hope that the guitar was in tune with itself, with the rest of the world, you know, so that if I heard this on the radio, I could play that on the guitar, and it would, okay, we're playing G now, you know, and I understood that. And I did, you know, a lot of vocal stuff in school and at church and whatnot, so.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, I managed to have some really good concert directors, and they were good at having us isolate parts and understand, you know, what part we needed to sing and play and all of that. So it really developed my ear, and that just turned me into an ear player. But as far as the influences go, you know, so it was a few years later, because I kind of started out as a bit folky, again, only knowing the chords in the first position,
right.
You know, and that's, so, you know, guys like, I played like Neil Young and Neil Diamond and Cat Stevens and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But then I was always interested in the electric thing, so I had fallen in with some friends at school, and they were into more of the electric stuff. And what was super fortunate was for me was that they looked beyond just what the guy, because at this point we're listening to FM radio, so we're getting a little bit more quality of
stuff.
Yeah,
get fired up.
Yeah. And so what they would do is they were able to say, well, you know, that stuff that Cream is playing, you know, they're playing Robert Johnson and Freddie King and who knows, well, you know, Albert Collins and stuff. And we would dig into that stuff.
Right.
You know, and at that point, it's like, oh, yeah, this is where to go.
There you go.
You know, prior to that, I was listening to, you know, I was kind of working on electric because of guys like Joe Walsh. I really liked Joe Walsh. I know so much Joe Walsh, but I can't play any of it because he has this little squeaky voice and he sings way up here.
My co-host actually knows Joe Walsh.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.